First stop, Central Cultural Aztlan. Malena González-Cid tells us what they do there.
Promote, maintain, and preserve Latino, Chicano, and indigenous culture.
Their current exhibit is called Segunda de Febrero.
It's when the war between the United States and Mexico ended in 1848.
The Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo ceded most of the Southwest to the U.S., leaving many Hispanics living here in a quandary.
Accepting where we came from, our past, and also embracing the American part of us.
30 artists created pieces for the current exhibit, looking back at that treaty. Next, head to the Public Theater for Little Women.
It's such a charming and touching show.
CEO George Green says this one will make you feel good.
It's just inspiring to see a young woman overcome, especially the challenges of that period, and how that still relates to today.
Based on the original Louisa May Alcott book, it's been made into a musical.
It is a wonderful, soaring score. And Jane Haas, the music director, has done a fantastic job with her minimal orchestra.
It runs all this weekend and the next. On Saturday night, the San Antonio River Authority's Evian Cerbonis says, leave the city lights behind.
We want this to be an out-of-this-world experience called Planets in the Park.
That park is the River Park in Floresville.
We have teamed up with the San Antonio Astronomical Association to bring telescopes so that people can see the planet.
They'll also be screening a space documentary, feature Star Wars characters, food trucks,
and 9-foot glow-in-the-dark robots.
Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.